Matt Van Nicolk is with us this morning. He's the Chief Deputy Sheriff for Green Lake County. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
I am good.
Good to see you.
We've got a couple of different weeks that we're celebrating. One of them is Work Zone Awareness Week.
Yeah, Work Zone Awareness Week, obviously the beginning of the orange cone season here in Wisconsin. Orange cones and mosquitoes, April through October or November or so, right? But yeah, a good time for us to acknowledge the fact that our highway crews are going to be out working on the roadways in Wisconsin, repairing a lot of the winter damage, improving things that have degraded over the years, and they're going to be out there trying to make our roadways safe for the future. And we need to show some respect and monitor our driving behavior in those areas. And most importantly, phones down and work zones. That would be a citation if our deputies are going to see that violation in a work zone. I'll tell the public that right now. And we're going to be working closely with our highway crews in Green Lake County all summer long. We're going to apply our deputies as much as possible to those areas for increased enforcement and awareness amongst the public in an effort to try to keep those folks safe. They do a lot of hard work for all of us, and we're going to do our part to make sure that they can get that done in a safe manner.
Now, you head up, what is it, a traffic safety committee? I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah. Yep.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, traffic safety commission. There's one in every county throughout the state. Most of them meet quarterly, and we go over different traffic safety concerns in our county. Some of them are brought to us by the public. Some of them are brought by committee members. In reviewing those situations, we determine if we can identify appropriate solutions. In some instances, it's an intersection that may be problematic and increased signage might be the solution. In other instances, it might be increased enforcement in a certain area where we've got habitual speeding and things like that. So we try to identify those issues and address them appropriately with the resources we have at the county, whether it be the highway department, law enforcement. We also have members from the DOT and BOTS that are part of that traffic safety commission. And they also assist us when it comes to gaining permits and things for signage and helping us with state roadways and improvements to those locations as well. So there'll be some construction projects going on here over the summer in Green Lake County. I know County Highway D between Princeton and 73 is going to be getting some construction. Also County Highway T south of the city of Princeton will have some construction activity. And there will be some construction also in the area of 73 from 23 south to 44. So there will be a significant amount of construction in Green Lake County. And again, we're going to do our part as the sheriff's office to try to make sure that those road crews stay safe by protecting them from drivers that aren't paying attention.
You answer my questions before I even get them out of my mouth here. So I was going to ask you if the highway department made you aware of the projects that were coming up, and there you gave it to us. So
yeah, that's part of our traffic safety committee meetings. We keep updated amongst the entire group as to what's going on in construction. And obviously, it's an important part of what we do as a sheriff's office, and it's important for us to know where things are going to be in that regard.
It's also Telecommunicators Week, Public Telecommunications. I don't know the exact title.
Yeah, National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. For Green Lake County, that's our communications officers. That's our 911 dispatchers. In Green Lake County, all emergency and non-emergency calls go through our dispatch center. And from there, you know, they get the appropriate resources, fire, EMS, law enforcement, whatever's needed. So they do an incredible job on a daily basis. And, you know, they're the public safety that happens behind the scenes. You know, whenever people talk about a profession in public service, they talk about law enforcement being patrol or deputy, fireman, firewoman, and EMS. They don't often talk about being a 911 dispatcher. And these folks very humbly do an incredible job orchestrating all the public safety that needs to respond to every emergency that occurs. I get to see it firsthand at our sheriff's office. You know, I get to see it when an incident's going on and I walk in to the dispatch center or monitor from that location, or the sheriff does. And it's incredible. Their ability to communicate both verbally and non-verbally between them, and also just to coordinate efforts in a very quick manner in order to get the right resources to the emergency that are needed. So that's what happens in Green Lake County. But, you know, these folks are doing that job all throughout the state, all throughout the nation, and they deserve recognition. They deserve to be noticed and remembered when we're talking about critical incidents as well. Because when we have, you know, a mass shooting or something like that at another location, you know, 911 dispatchers are taking a ton of those calls. They're handling people on their worst day every day. And they just do an incredible job of maintaining calm and restoring order to chaos. You know, that's part of their job. And very proud of our staff. Couldn't ask for a better crew. And everyone that works in that profession needs to know that they are valued.
Can they instruct people on what to do for CPR, that type of thing, if they need to?
Absolutely. The vast majority are emergency medical dispatch certified, so they will provide CPR over the phone, CPR instructions, or first aid instructions. We have some quick reference resources that they're able to access very quickly and guide them through specific steps for a variety of different medical emergencies in those situations. So they're capable and do a very good job of that. It's very rewarding and gratifying when you succeed in those scenarios, you know, and people make it through or have limited injury because of their efforts. But often it doesn't go that way, you know, and that weighs heavy too on those folks because they try really hard. And, you know, sometimes you don't succeed.
All right. Trying to make a nice segue here. Phone issues. You've had some phone issues recently, not the county's fault, but
you
suffered as a result of them.
So. Yeah, it's one of those things. I think we try to be transparent with our community. We try to let them know what's going on as much as possible when we have issues. Our 911 system has periodically gone down over the course of the last six to eight months. We are in the process of switching to a different system, ESINet with AT&T. Currently, our provider is Brightspeed, and you know some instances of outages have been breakages in fiber in different locations, whether it was intentional or unintentional, and it just disrupts our service, and there just isn't much, if anything, we can do about it at this point. When we transition to the new program, it will have a higher level of redundancy. We're going to be able to think of it more as a web and less as a straight stream of information. So we'll have fiber and copper service to our building. And then with that, we'll have the ability to transition our calls much more easily to other agencies in our surrounding area in the event that we have a local outage. Unfortunately, you know, in our society right now, we are very reliant on technology, and some of that technology is somewhat fragile. So people need to understand that and need to be able to address their concerns on their own sometimes as well. You know, just the way our system is these days.
Call before you dig is what they tell you.
So. Right. Yep. And, you know, I don't know the specific circumstances surrounding some of these outages, but from my understanding, they've been breakages in fiber outside of Wisconsin that have affected us.
Yeah, the latest one they reported this morning was actually in Kansas.
Right.
But it affected like seven states, I think. So, recently, there was a sentencing in Green Lake County Court for a drunk driver who was involved in a fatal accident that ended up killing another person.
Yeah.
I don't know how far into detail you want to go on this, but very tragic, and it took a while to get this one through the system, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I guess speaking to the time that it took for it to go through the system, I don't know if that was all from COVID or what it could be. There's different factors that impact different cases. Depends sometimes on, you know, attorneys and scheduling and things like that. You know, ultimately, we always want to see that justice is served, and I think in this case it was. An agreement was reached, and then a sentence was delivered. In this case, the defendant got eight years of initial confinement and then extended supervision after that. You know, that's some justice for the family that lost a loved one, but, you know, he'll never be brought back either, you know, and that's going to be hard for them always. Hopefully the sentence is appropriate in regards to a potential rehabilitation as well. You know, it's hopeful that people can be rehabilitated in these circumstances and come out of the other side of it, you know, when they're defendants of better people, you know, and making better decisions and not being involved in similar activities. So, yeah, it was a tragic crash, September 29th, 2021, and glad that we're able to finally put that behind us. But for some, it will always be a part of their lives.
Was that the case where you were actually looking for another driver that may have witnessed something earlier? I believe it was.
That's correct. Yeah, we had we never did get that information. We sought a SUV that we believe was part of a fender bender with the suspect vehicle, and we were never able to determine who that was. That fender bender, we believe, occurred at the intersection of 23 and 49. And the subsequent fatal crash occurred at 23 near County Highway W. So sometimes you get that information, sometimes you don't, but we had a little bit that we were chasing. We reached out to the public through Crime Stoppers in hopes of connecting with that person, but we weren't successful.
Well, before you go, I know you wanted to mention prom season is coming up. Put your driver's safety hat back on, I guess.
Yep. But. Yeah, you know, obviously a lot going on, a lot of kids out there having fun, which they should do. It's a big time in their life. It's important to celebrate that for them. But it's also important to stay safe and for us as parents and adults to monitor those situations, you know, to make sure that our kids are making good choices and doing everything we can to support those good choices. I know there's a lot of post-proms that are going on, you know, that are encouraging appropriate behavior after the prom, so they're not, kids aren't getting involved in alcohol and other things that might cause problems. So just wish everyone the best over prom, and hopefully everyone is careful and cautious, and parents and adults are able to contribute to that safety over those couple weeks.
Matt, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
That is Matt Van de Kolk, who is the Chief Deputy Sheriff for Green Lake County. We appreciate him joining us this morning.